to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. So as some of you may know, we have one more application deadline in our 2019 cycle. That's our round three deadline, or April 3rd. And I recently caught up with my admissions colleague, Whitney Kessner, to talk a little bit more about this round. So if you are considering applying round three, this episode is essential listening. So without further ado, here is my interview with Whitney Kessner. Whitney, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett. Glad to be here.
So for those of you who are familiar with the family of podcasts that we have here at the Darden School, Whitney is a two-time guest on the Exec MBA podcast and joining us here on the full-time MBA podcast. So let's talk a little bit more about you and your background. So what led you to Darden?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, but spent some time in the Southeast in Nashville and then Atlanta. And just as we began our family, wanted to get closer to some grandparents and aunts and uncles, and was also thinking about that next step in my career. And so I had been working at another university in Atlanta and wanted to continue my career in higher education, and so was so delighted to learn about the opportunity in admissions at Darden. And I've now been here for over 11 years, which is really exciting. It's been wonderful to see the many ways that we have continued to grow and evolve as an organization. And I love the energy, the enthusiasm, the just really strong community that we have here.
Yeah, people always ask us why we chose Darden, and I think it starts to look a lot like the reasons why our students choose Darden. You came for the community, the relationships,
the people,
all those kinds of things.
I find so much inspiration from our students, as well as our fellow colleagues on staff, Brett being one of them, and faculty, incredible faculty that we have. But the students, it's just such a joy to be along on the ride with them, to get to understand more about their backgrounds and why they want their MBA, how they see Darden helping them, and then what they go on to do. So that's been a really neat sort of progression for me, especially being in this role for so long that I have had an opportunity to meet hundreds and hundreds of students and now get to, when I travel, see them, see what they're doing now, the impact that they're making, and just love how much they value and really gain from their Darden experience.
So talk to us a little bit about your current role, the work that you do here with the admissions team.
Sure. So definitely am part of the admissions committee. And as part of that, I travel, get to travel many places domestically, as well as usually a couple international cities and countries each year, but get to meet prospective students, share more about the Darden experience, but then read applications, interview candidates. I work very closely with our operations team, the many wonderful members of our team who help plan these events, plan our on-grounds as well as off-grounds, help you as you're working on your application, make sure that that process is moving along. So oftentimes feel like I have my hands in a lot of different things, as do you.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. That's right. But you always have time for the podcast,
which we
appreciate. So, you know, given the time of year, probably have some people listening to this podcast who may be thinking about a round three application.
Right.
And we always say every year is its own cycle, and you know, every year is unique. And
right.
So what would you share with an applicant who's sitting at home listening to this, thinking about round three?
Yeah. Glad that you're listening, first and foremost, and thinking about Darden. So as Brett just mentioned, every year is a different year, but we have round three for a reason. Every year that I have been here, we've met some pretty incredible people who have joined our class and applied in round three. So we have multiple rounds because we realize that there's no one specific right time that candidates will be applying, and we hope that it provides some flexibility. As most people know, this year we launched our early action round, and so that kicked off the admissions cycle in early September. And now we are, you know, had rounds one and rounds two application deadlines pass, and we have our third, well, actually our fourth round, mm-hmm. even though we call it round three, mm-hmm. Our last deadline in early April on the 3rd. And so we hope that by having these multiple deadlines gives our applicants the maximum flexibility to apply when you are ready. And again, I just want to reiterate that we have this last round for a reason, because we do meet some really great candidates. Historically, it has been our most competitive round. However, I think this year we've seen sort of an evening out amongst our rounds, especially launching that early action. So we are excited to meet more talented people as they apply in April.
So still a good time to apply.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Let me answer that direct question. It is still a good time to apply.
We got that question on some webinars, right?
Yeah.
People were, you know, looking at a round two deadline, realized that round three made more sense.
Right.
And they wanted to make sure it wasn't too late to apply.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the math similar to what you talked through. Early action, round one, round two. So round three is really round four.
Right.
Does it make sense to still apply?
Well, I think that it does for a couple of different reasons. I anticipate that we will still be making offers in round three, so there's certainly an opportunity. I think that a lot of this applying to business school is getting to know the school and at the same time getting to share more about who you are. For those candidates that apply in round three, we oftentimes are interested in understanding why they've chosen. Just it can help us better understand why you're applying in this last round. But by no means is that, meant to penalize or sort of impact the application. It's just helpful for us to have that additional data point. We have so many opportunities for candidates to share more about themselves, not just through the application, but we have lots of opportunities to schedule a conversation with members of our team. Another thing that we have historically provided in the past has been feedback on applications. And feedback can be a great way for a candidate, if they are not successful in the admissions process in this cycle, to gain feedback and to learn what potentially they can do to improve their candidacy. And so, I've seen candidates in all rounds, take advantage of that and reapply potentially the next year. And we always look very favorably upon reapplicants. So
I think your point's a good one, though. So if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, I'm interested in Darden, it's round three, you apply.
Right.
See how it goes.
Right.
And then that might help you figure out, if you get in, great.
Right.
You've kind of got into the school, and you have options. But if you don't, then it helps you think about how you might strengthen your application going forward, right? It takes time and resources, no doubt. But it's certainly a way of figuring out the landscape, very relatively quickly.
Right.
So another question that might be on people's minds, not just about sort of the opportunity to apply, but is there still scholarship money available? I mean, we do talk about having a finite budget, and as we go through each round, portion of the budget is committed as people accept the offers.
Right.
Is there still scholarship money available?
A great question. And honestly, I don't know, but I would anticipate yes. So it is a fixed budget, mm-hmm. and we extend offers. And then as candidates decide their plans, that will impact later rounds, certainly. But one thing of note for our early action, their second deadline is actually in April. And so we are looking to hear from early action and what they ultimately decide before we will make those round three decisions. So I anticipate maybe that does open up opportunities for scholarship dollars. But yes, it is an evolving process, but I do anticipate having a little bit of money to extend.
Yeah, it's always hard to know, right? Because so much of it depends on who chooses to accept the offer,
right,
as you know, with respect to the early action second deadline. And just as we extend awards for round two and round three, you think about all of these kinds of things together. The reality is, though, if you apply, you're automatically considered for any scholarship award.
Right.
You know, that's still available. And so that's an automatic process. And we release scholarship decisions around the same time as the decision, the actual admissions decision. So you get that feedback pretty quickly, too. So
yeah,
shouldn't be too hard to figure out, you know, what you're dealing with.
And if I may add, yes, if you're offered admission, you're automatically considered for all of our scholarships. We do have, with this year's application, a question, if you would like to be, if you would specifically like to apply for one of our Batten scholarships within the areas of entrepreneurship, innovation, and technology. And so there is a 500-word essay as part of the Darden application, and very straightforward, asking why you think you'd be a good fit and what you would contribute, why you're hopeful to earn that scholarship. So that's something definitely want to make sure candidates are thinking about if they feel they would be a good match. And then, that said, though, we will consider candidates who might not directly apply for that, but we see a strong fit, too.
So, next steps for someone who's thinking round three, right? So you mentioned the deadlines in early April,
right?
Where might someone go listen to this podcast? You know, what might they do next?
Sure. We've got a wealth of resources. First, please follow the Discover Darden blog if you are not already. It has loads of great tips, updates on things that are happening here on grounds, spotlights of alumni and students. There are some great videos that we will share. So just a wonderful place to go and I think really get a sense of the vibe of Darden, the community that we have here. I want to highlight that there's an application tips section of the blog. And so check that out. Our executive director, Donna Clark, has done some wonderful videos, and more will be coming hopefully in the weeks and months to come. But check out her videos, and there are also lots of great blog tips around, you know, recommendations, resumes, your essays, standardized tests, you know, sort of getting a sense of how we view standardized tests, your quantitative ability. So just great resources there. We've done webinars, and we will continue to host webinars. So there's some app tips, a series that we did leading up to round two that are available, those recordings on the blog. And then I think, you know, my recommendation would be check out those resources, read through that, watch those webinars that might be of interest to you, and then please schedule a conversation with us. We love chatting with you. That's a great chance to briefly introduce yourself to a member of our team, but then get into maybe some specific questions that you have that may not have been addressed through these other avenues.
Yeah, the conversation is 15 minutes. It's pretty quick, and it's just a chance. I think at some point in the process, everybody kind of moves beyond the website, and you have unique considerations and questions as you get into the application. And we also get to know a little bit about you,
yeah,
right? Typically, most people will start those conversations by sharing, you know, 2-3 minutes of their background, how they got interested in Darden. I've enjoyed them, even though they are
Me
relatively
too.
Relatively brief, but You know, no. we get into this business for the people. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was great. The several days leading up to the round two deadline, I was getting all these emails saying, "Just submitted my application. Thanks for the chat." You know, which is great. It's like, okay, fun to see that, to share in that success as you finish that milestone and submit. So we're here to help and support and cheer you on through this process. So I definitely think it's a wonderful way, these conversations, to begin or continue the relationship.
Yeah, it's been fun working on the student profiles that we put on the Discover Darden blog, because you realize everybody's sort of different in some ways, but a lot of the reasons why they chose the school are very similar, right? It comes down to community and feel and the people that they met when they were here, and just feeling like this felt like home to them. And you know, people from all these different backgrounds, all these different career interests, you know, ultimately choosing this place because, you know, the similar reasoning. That's been, you know, I think Darden is a place that has a really strong sense of itself and is very student oriented and student centric. Yeah. And those blogs, and, you know, another quick plug for the Discover Darden blog, those blogs, I think, highlight that in the many ways that it impacts the student, you know, that orientation impacts the student experience. So it's been fun to read through this.
Well, and you touch on some really key elements of Darden, and as we've shared, all these many ways to learn about us, and we try to make ourselves and share this and be as accessible as we can. One thing sort of to take it to that next step could be coming to visit. So in the coming weeks, really through the beginning of March, we will have class visits. Most of those class visits are going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, just given the student schedule, and then round two interviews on Mondays. But class visit opportunities are a great way to experience this for yourself, to sit in that class and observe the case discussion. It really is something quite special, and you can read about it and you can talk to people about it, but until you experience that firsthand, I think that's really when you have that aha moment, and you get a sense for, I like this. Like, it might, you know, it might feel a little uncomfortable, might be a little scary, but I like this, and I can see myself really flourishing here. So check out the Visiting Darden webpage to see about class visit opportunities. In addition to visiting class, you can go to lunch with a current student, a second year, and then on a tour. And then we would love to meet one-on-one with you if you're looking to apply in round three or in a future round. Please email us. We have an admissions coordinator inbox that you can click through from the Visiting Darden page, or just email us at darden@virginia.edu, and we'd be happy to schedule an appointment one-on-one with a member of our team when you come visit. So check that out. If that works with your schedule, we'd love to see you here. But if it doesn't, you know, again, that's really where the webinars can be a great way, the blog. Maybe I'll flip things and see if Brett can preview some of the webinars that we have coming up.
Yeah, so we're currently, I mean, we're excited about the webinars that we're working on. So we're planning to talk with some student groups that have week-long activities planned here over the next few months as a way to sort of highlight the community here, the ways that students shape the community. I think we feel that UVA Darden is unique in many ways, largely because of student self-governance. Yeah. When you think about the student experience, the fact that students run and direct so much of the extracurricular life of the school. So plan on doing some webinars focused on that. And the conversations will not just be about, tell us about this week in particular and the programming that you had and what your club and organization is about. It's, we'll also be talking with those students about why they came to Darden, you know, what their experience has been like. What advice they would have for prospective students. So it's both about the club and organization in the week, but also much bigger than that, because we figure anyone that's, you know, sort of interested in learning about this place is also interested in hearing why someone might have chosen it or what their experience has been like. There's no substitute for the firsthand student perspective.
Definitely.
And of course, as you mentioned, we do some application tips related mm-hmm. webinars as we gear up for round three. And so in the final few weeks, as we did with round two, so in the final few weeks before round three, we'll be doing some more tactical webinars.
Are there more myths that you and I need to
You know what?
Bust?
There probably are still some myths that we need to take on. I don't think it was an hour long session, but I think we both would acknowledge it. We could have gone a full 2 hours.
It was a riveting. Yeah.
So Mythbusters 2.0, baby.
Well, a myth to bust is don't apply in round three.
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing today.
I think there's been some debunking here on this podcast, so hopefully you've listened and you've heard that round three is still a good time to apply. And if you're interested in dispelling a few more myths related to business school in Darden, maybe keep an eye on our webinar schedule. So Whitney, any last tips for folks who are sitting out there listening to the podcast thinking about Darden?
I think, we look forward to getting to know you. We look forward to sharing more about how this experience can really help you take that next step in your career, certainly your professional development, but I think a lot around personal development. January is that reset time. So maybe your resolution was to apply to business school or at least start the process. So we're here to help with that, to help you stick with your resolutions.
New year, new you.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't really realize that was also part of what we do. It also can help you with not just business school, but resolutions.
Exactly.
Well, Whitney, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure, Brett.
And that was my interview with Whitney Kestner, my colleague on the admissions committee. So as always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.